So reports this morning that there has been no breakthrough in the overnight talks between British, European Commission and Irish officials on what happens to the border post-Brexit. RT's Tony Connolly says that it now looks unlikely the Irish Cabinet will have a form of words on the future border to approve at its meeting in Dublin, which is happening right now. We can talk to the man himself. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Stephen.
It's Vinny actually today. He's taken a day off,
but
no problem at all. Been called much worse. Don't worry about it at all. Of course, without agreement on the text, the European Union says it will be unable to approve opening talks on a future trade relationship between the EU and the UK at a summit later this month. So it's quite important.
Yeah, I mean, this was regarded today as the absolute deadline by Donald Tusk, the president of the European Council, for Theresa May to come forward with proposals on all three of the sticking points, that is, the financial settlement, citizens' rights and the Irish border. Now, it seemed last week that the other two issues were getting close to the line in terms of a resolution, and that the Irish question was the most intractable. I think there was a fairly intense day of negotiations on Thursday in Brussels involving all three parties to this, the Irish government, British government and the European Commission. But over the weekend, it seemed that they simply weren't able to bridge the gap in terms of a text that the Irish government felt satisfied its political commitments on the hard border. So, I mean, in theory, they could still be talking this morning right up to that lunch. But my feeling is that they're not really going to get this over the line ahead of that, which means uncertainty, delay and so on.
Katja Adler, the BBC Europe editor, she's been saying recently Brussels in an upbeat mood, which is rather rare when it comes to Brexit. In fact, I've been taken aback by the positive tone of many conversations. So from an outsider's point of view, the British seem to be talking this up, Westminster and London, the Euro seem to be talking it up as well, whereas the South, Dublin, seem to be talking it down.
Well, I would probably qualify that a bit in that the European Union has not been necessarily talking this up. I mean, they're being fairly quiet and circumspect. I think over the weekend there were very few statements on the progress of the talks. I mean, I spoke to one very senior European Union official yesterday who said, yes, there had been progress since Thursday, but that we weren't over the line yet, and that the language that is being discussed is very sensitive. It's very tricky because, of course, you're not going to get into great detail in this text about how to avoid a hard border. They're not going to be talking about customs union or single market. They may not even mention the term regulatory convergence or divergence and so on. So it'll be at the level of principle. So that's why I think finding the key phrases and words will be difficult. Now, there were signals from the Irish government last night that they want to be sure that when this process moves into phase two, the Irish question will still be prominent and that Irish concerns will be kind of transported into that phase and protected, and that there would be language in the final EU-UK treaty on the withdrawal that will say no hard border in Ireland, or if not that, then some kind of guarantee that there's no regulatory divergence on the island.
In terms of the future Brexit negotiations, it's fair to say then that the Irish need to indicate that they are happy with assurances from the British government that there will be no hard border post-Brexit if the talks are to move on to phase two then.
Yes, I mean, the Irish government have been saying in the past few weeks they want credible guarantees that there won't be a hard border on the island of Ireland. Simon Coveney, the foreign minister, keeps talking about parameters that will ensure that's the case. And I think what he means there is that, again, you make sure that this goes into phase two, because, of course, phase two deals with trade and customs and tariffs and so on. And that's really where it's at when it comes to the Irish border dilemma. So I think what the Irish government want is a guarantee in phase one, and then also a guarantee that in phase two, the Irish question will be dealt with in detail as a kind of a sideline to the main EU-UK negotiations.
Deadline day today, Tony, although in Northern Ireland, when it comes to the Secretary of State and what's been happening here for the past, almost a year now, deadlines don't always mean a definitive deadline. So how serious is this deadline for today?
Yeah, that, I mean, that's absolutely right. This is a deadline that was set by Donald Tusk because, of course, when EU leaders hold their summits 4 or 5 times a year, you need a couple of weeks beforehand to prepare texts, and those texts have to go around all the capitals. Everybody has to have their input so that when it comes to the summit, leaders aren't facing a huge, long scrap over detail. So that's why Donald Tusk wanted today to be a deadline for Theresa May. The way this is choreographed is that on Wednesday, the College of Commissioners will give their opinion as to whether or not sufficient progress has been made on the three issues. So we do have a couple more days, if you like, to try and get this over the line. If it doesn't get over the line by Wednesday, then you will have a situation where the Irish question remains kind of open until the summit on the 14th and 15th. And then, you know, it'll still be up to the European heads of government to make the call. It's always going to be the EU leaders who make the call as to whether or not there's been sufficient progress. They do that kind of on the recommendation of the European Commission, but it's not the Commission that decides. It's really the sort of 27 EU leaders who decide. And they are going to take a lot of their cue from Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach.
Right, Tony, I want you to put your money where your mouth is now. The talks have continued overnight. So how far away from this form of words do you believe they are? Is there really a huge gap, or is it actually quite close?
Well, I think it's a significant gap. But again, I don't think they would take anything on chance in this kind of situation because the stakes are very high and
but
it's very sensitive.
But significant, you believe, yes?
Well, I think if I think even if it's down to key phrases, I think it's significant. The impression I got was that on Thursday there had been a fairly intense and productive day of negotiations, and that the pressure was off somewhat over the weekend, but, you know, they still weren't able to get it over the line. So that signals to me that these are key sticking points. It may be that Theresa May is having problems getting these ideas past the DUP and her own Brexiteer Eurosceptics in her party and in her cabinet. There's always a kind of a secondary ramification, obviously, for every phrase that is drummed up in Brussels. So I think that may be where we're at the moment.
OK. Tony Connolly, RTE's Europe editor, thank you very much.